performances by ESU's a cappella choir, chamber choir, Emporia Chorale, and the Emporia High School Chorale. Tickets for a $10 donation to support Emporia's Habitat's Affordable Home Ownership Program. Purchase tickets at the event or call 620-794-4483. Take care of this house. Benefit concert, Monday, March 21st, 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 9th and Merchant. KBOE live and local. Yeah, some snowfall out there right now. 36 degrees. As we venture into What's In Outdoors with Phil Tonton every Friday morning right here, KBOE. What's In Outdoors brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and our friends at Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny and that great crew out at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. And a Friday morning hello to Phil Tonton. Let's see, Studio North, Studio South, Council Grove Lake. Where are you, Phil?
Well, I'm looking out the window, and I don't really know where I'm at, Ron. I can't see out Studio North. It is snowing here. The window's all fogged up, and goodness, I can't wait till spring to get here.
Well, it officially arrives on Sunday, Phil. There you go.
Well, I hope it clears up, because I'm going to be on a four-wheeler for about 9 hours on Sunday, and I do not like this kind of weather when I'm judging bird dogs. I can't tell you.
It'll be in the 70s Sunday. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't like the weather in Kansas, change. Just wait a minute. That's all it is. I started out on my regular job yesterday trashing gas for the marina, and I started out in shorts and flip-flops. By the time I got done, well, I never got done. I called it a day. The wind picked up, and I was in my coveralls, and it was cold. But we had similar conditions last week, Ron. If you remember, I went to Overland Park and had a white knuckle drive getting up there and a blizzard. And I think Junction City had 6 or 7 inches of snow, and they had a big catfish tournament there on Sunday. And so I've invited Craig Collins to join us on the show, and I just, you know, this fishing is going to get red hot, and it has been red hot. I'll have a fish report later on in the show that you won't believe, but Craig and his partner David Studebaker, they do catfish chasers. And this tournament has gotten so big, they can't even fish it themselves. And I know they're sitting on the bank watching for scores to come in and do it, but I know they wish they was out there, so. Hey, welcome to the West End Outdoors Show this morning.
Morning, Phil. How are you?
Well, I just want this weather to change big time. The flowers are starting to come up, and goodness, did they catch blue cat in Milford and Turtle Creek during the week. I guess the water is getting to be about 50, but you can't tell it by looking outside today. Can you tell us
no,
a little
you
bit
sure
about
can.
Yourself? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Craig, and how long you've been involved with catfish chasers?
Well, Dave and I hooked up about 10 or 12 years ago, and he had originally started catfish chasers with another gentleman named Rich. And of course, then it was pretty small. It was, you know, when I got with Dave that first there, it was a 20-25 boat, good old boys club, and we fished and competed and done the. We just left after everybody else, and we came in an hour early to get set up. The way in, but Dave is mad at me all the time because I just kept getting more and more sponsors and more of this and more of that, and it just grew and grew and grew, and now you kind of see what's going on, and we're not able to fish anymore, so he's mad at me every time we see each other, but that's all right. I mean, you know,
I can see
the sport of catfishing. It's become a lot of fun. We've made a lot of friends along the way, and we give away a lot of money. And out a lot of trophies, a lot of bragging rights, and points champions, and it's grown into a really cool tournament trail, one of the biggest in the United States. I mean, there's as far as average boat counts, we've got our biggest event of the year is in August, and it's in St. Joe, and we're last year we gave away a 2021 Chevy four wheel drive truck for first place, and this year we're going to do it again. It's going to be a 2022 Chevy four wheel drive truck for first place, so. It's grown into a really cool deal. We had 200 boats there last year. That was what we capped it at. I expect to have 200 teams this year as well.
When do you have multiple ramps up there on the river when you have a tournament that size?
Nope.
If you can get in.
We do it out of one ramp, Phil.
Goodness gracious.
It's, well, what we do to make that... Yeah, what we do to make that work up here is we actually have our meeting the night before and go over everything, and then we actually let them start putting their boats in on the river at noon. Now, they just can put the boat in and tie it off and come up and stand around and talk to all the other fishermen and you know, do what they want to do until 5 o'clock, and that's when we'll actually start releasing the boats 10 at a time for safety purposes and letting them go, and then they can't start fishing until 7. This is a 15-hour event, and we have to do polygraphs and whatnot, you know, for the winners because of the way we do it, but it's the only way we feel we can do it and do it safely, and we've been doing it for years and have never had a problem, thank goodness. So it's one of them, you know, we'd like to think of different ways to do it, but why fix what's not broke? And in St. Joe, we like to have a big to-do before we send them off. I got a big sound system, and obviously we play the national anthem and salute the country and all the people that protect us in it. And we have awards for the highest finishing teams with veterans on board, and we have highest finishing teams with the youth on board to promote youth in the outdoors. There's a lot of things we do to, you know, that the people just like, the fishermen like, and, you know, everything's black and white, rules are the same, no matter if you're, you know, my best friend, my brother, or somebody I've never met before, and transparency is pretty key to a successful tournament trail, and we've managed to harness that, as you can see, and it's worked out well, and we had 97 teams over there at Milford, and honestly, that big 6 inches of snow that moved in on Wednesday there before the tournament, I'm sure we would have had a cap of 125 over there if that hadn't, the weather hadn't come through like it did, but we allowed them, you know, the ones that didn't want to make the trip through the snow with the boat and wanted to transfer or didn't want to come, we allowed them to transfer their entry to another one of our events so that they didn't have to, you know, do that. So we did lose some teams, but we still wound up with 97 teams, even dealt with, you know, the situation we were.
Well, what was the bite like after the drop in temperature and snowfall that you had over there? Did everybody catch fish?
No, everybody didn't. It was definitely a tough bite. I mean, there was only two teams that actually weighed in 2 overs, which for Milford is pretty weak. I mean, we knew it was a pretty tough day of fishing. Being the first day off of that cold front, we suspected it was going to be a tough bite. But, you know, everybody's dealt the same hand, and the ones that are able to rise to the top are the ones that are going to get paid. And, you know, that's just part of fishing. When you plan these events, they're months in advance, and you can't control Mother Nature as much as I wish I could. So, you know, there were still some good weights, and first place still walked away with $8,000. And they had a $500 bonus for eating Hot Rod's barbecue. They had their receipt from there, and there was $500 cash thrown in for that as a bonus. So $8,500 for a day of fishing is pretty good pay.
Like tournament fishing, Craig, it's not for everybody, and some people might even have a disdain for it. But you mentioned when you started the show that it's one of the ways that you can meet with people, you can discuss technique, you can make friendships that'll last all your life. Same thing with the field trials that I play. A lot of people don't like the field trials, but I have met a lot of interesting people that and have grown with friendships with them in the years. I've seen the young people grow up to be men now, and they're running dogs. And so it's just a great way to come out and meet people. And, you know, at the very least, if you just go out to see the weigh-in, that's always interesting.
Well, the spectators, they love it.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what was the best technique and bait when we have this little Memorial Catfishing Tournament down here at Council Grove. You just see all kind of rigs and terminal tackles set up and bait. I was just wondering if you was going to pick out a good pole to fish for blue cat, a combo, what would you choose?
Well, I am very, very partial to Big Cat Fever rods personally, and I know they are a sponsor, but I'm not a person who would pimp anything that I didn't use myself and didn't truly believe in. And the Big Cat Fever rods and the Shimano Takoda is the reels that I use, and I am not sponsored by them, but they have a great product. Now keep in mind, those are, you know, the rods are $90 and the reels are
those Shimano Dakotas are $160. So it's not for everyone, and you don't have to have something that nice and that fancy to go out and catch these fish. But when you do it for, when you go out and you may be fishing for 5,000, 8,000, 10,000, you definitely don't want to put that in jeopardy by not using good equipment. So
any special line that you like, it's the same thing, and any knots. I see all kind of rigs. Sometimes they'll have a float between the sinker
and the
hook.
Well, and a lot of that depends on water temperature, time of year. Like right now, the spring bite is generally a shallow bite, and they're not dragging planers and doing all that as a general rule in the spring. The water temperature is still not up to 50 degrees yet. They're still a little lethargic. They're not going to want to chase a bait down that you're dragging on a planer board or drifting in the wind or whatever. Generally, it's finding them on your side imaging and anchoring up and fishing that way in the spring. Now, once the water temperature warms up and then fish start moving around more and get more aggressive, then there's lots and lots of techniques. And planer boards have become huge in the blue cat world over the last few years. And it's a very good technique. It's a way to that you can troll with a trolling motor. You can use and with the equipment these days, you can get on a course, set your trolling motor where you don't have to even worry about the boat as long as you're watching in front of you, make sure you don't run or anything. And you can set your planer boards and spread your baits out, clear out from straight out the left to straight out the right in the back, and make a pretty good swath and cover a lot of water. Which anytime you can cover water like that, you're going to increase your chances of finding fish. So there's vertical fishing. I mean, everything changes depending upon the time of year, the water temperature, and what the fish are actually doing. But right now, up until about the middle of April, it's generally shallow and an anchor bite.
By shallow, can people be successful from fishing from the bank for blue cat?
Oh, yes, no doubt. No doubt.
Can you give us a secret? What area, say at Milford or Tuttle Creek, would you pinpoint if you was going to fish from the bank?
Well, honestly, anywhere that's shallow. I mean, you can get up there on that causeway at Milford, and I mean, a lot of times I'm in a boat fishing right there in front of that causeway where you could cast to from the bank. And there are people who do it. And yeah, in the springtime, you can. And it doesn't matter whether you're on Milford or Perry or Tuttle Creek or any of them lakes. I mean, shallow coves generally in the spring are where you want to be, because that's where the bait's going to be, and that's where anytime there's shad, there's going to be blues.
Well, what's up next for Catfish Chasers, Craig?
Well, the next tournament we have is April 9th over on Perry Lake, and Perry's a great upcoming lake. We've had some really good weigh-ins there. They don't have a big slot, which on Milford, which is very tough, but Perry just has a 35-inch rule, so they have to be 35 inches. Now, once they reach 35, you can keep five of them. So I expect to have a fairly big weigh-in at Perry. April 9th is going to be it should be really good. I mean, I expect a good, I don't know how many teams we have signed up for that right as of right now. I think 40-something, but it'll wind up being a decent turnout, too, and that'll be a good one. And then July 9th, we have our annual Coffee County Lake Tournament on Wolf Creek, which is already sold out. We're only allowed 40 boats on that lake. And we're doing something a little different in that this year. We actually upped that entry fee in that tournament to $500, but we also, in that guaranteed $10,000 for first place with only 40 boats. And, I mean, you're not going to go anywhere and fish a 40-boat field for a $10,000 first place, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then July 23rd, we're at Redmond. August 13th is that big St. Joe event where we're giving away that 2022 Chevy four-wheel drive truck on the Missouri River in St. Joe. That's always a blast. I think we've already got somewhere around 100 teams signed up for that, and that's a 200-team cap, which we did fill last year, so we'll see how that goes. 27th and 28th of August, we're up in Burwell, Nebraska at the Calamus Classic, which the people who come up there almost always come back. That's a channel cat phenomenon. It's a place where it's not uncommon to catch, 15, 20-pound channel cat in a day. There are no blues in that lake, no flatheads in that lake. It's all channel cat, and they are big, mean, and nasty. They're the predator fish in there, and they're a blast to catch. And then September 24th, we'll wrap it up right back where we started over there at Milford Lake.
And we got another 5,000 guaranteed first place over there September 24th, which this last one was guaranteed 5,000, but that's a minimum. So we wound up paying 8,000 for first because of the amount of boats that got in it. So anytime we announce a guaranteed amount, that's just a minimum. So boat count always changes that. We were not one of the tournament trails that Dave and I are getting rich on this thing. We do it because we love the sport. We want to help the sport grow. And just getting out, seeing all the kids, the veterans, I mean, it's a blast, you know. And you meet people, and pictures of you and Catfish wind up all over the place, you know. And then, like, here locally, I had my partner in my business here, he's in with the Delta Waterfowl. So last year he said, man, would you donate a guided fishing trip to, you know, can we auction it off at the Delta Waterfowl event? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So we printed off a deal. And anyway, the person that auctioned that off, I'm taking out actually next weekend, and it's a guy and his 10-year-old son, which again, I told the guy, I talked to him yesterday to get this all lined up, and I said, man, I hope you're ready to do some catfishing, because when this is all over, that 10-year-old, he's going to want you to buy a boat. He's going to want to go fishing every weekend. I mean, this don't end. I mean, this is an addictive thing. So, but anyway, yeah, it's a great thing. It's a lot of fun, you know. And I got my kids involved in fishing when they were young, and I can assure you that my oldest son, for sure, when some of his friends that he was running around with was out getting in trouble, he was out on a fishing bank. So it's a good thing to get them involved with and keep them away from things you don't want them around. So we definitely promote getting them kids out. And sometimes coming out to a weigh-in is all it takes, you know. We give them a free rod or something, you know, holler on the PA, hey, little guy, you look like you want to be a fisherman. Come here, man, I got something for you. And you hand them a rod and reel, and I mean, the smile on their face is just priceless. I mean, it's just a lot of fun.
Well, Craig, we appreciate you now. Thanks for being on the show and keeping me updated on all your activities. I'll be talking to you later.
That sounds good, Phil. Thanks again. I appreciate you having me on today.
Yes, sir.
All right, nicely done, Phil. Time for our first break. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors on KVOE with Phil Totten. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Get your yard and garden spring ready with great savings at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. If it's time to retire that old tiller, Bluestem has just the deals you need on Troy-built tillers to tackle the job. You'll save big on lawn care products from Scotts, Roundup, and Ortho. Find everything you need from sprayers and pruners to seeders and hoses. They've been helping bring your lawn back to life for over 60 years at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It's snowfall here and 36 degrees. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten every Friday morning, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. From Studio North, Council Grove Lake, amongst the snowfall there. Phil Totten. Hey, Phil. There we go. Now we got you, Phil.
When I got home from Olin Park, I noticed there were some killdeer here. And, you know, I'm one that really likes to watch nature and what it signs. And generally, when the killdeer show up here and then we see the turkey vultures, they show up. The purple martins aren't far behind. I did get a report from Roger Wales that he had his first scout come in, too, earlier there in the week. So that's all pretty cool. Ron, do you know what the difference is between a turkey vulture and a buzzard?
I don't think there's a lot of difference. What does a buzzard have, a shorter tail?
I don't know.
A vulture has a shorter tail, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to need to research it. I thought maybe you could tell me that. But they are definitely here in mass. Yesterday I went over the dam, and they were doing their thing. And I told that to Ginger. She's still down in New Mexico, but I told it to her. And she doesn't like the turkey vultures, but she said one thing about it. That means spring isn't too far away. And I mentioned a bite on for blue cat. A friend of mine posted on Facebook that the water temperature at Milford and Tuttle Creek is right around 50 degrees, and they had a fantastic trip. They went out and caught about five or six, but the ones he showed me was a 30, a 35, and on down to 11. So, and that was fishing, you know, out on the lake, but you can catch these fish. They're from the bank, so that's all pretty cool. I do urge people to clean their purple martin houses out and be ready for them, and it's just so cool to hear them coming in and chirping and being happy. It really make me feel today. I feel good today, yeah. If I heard that. One time down here at the lake, we put one of those little tape recorders onto the pulley and pull it up to the martin house, and that way my mother could hear the martins all through the winter. So I think of that on days like today, how good that would sound. Well, let's go to that last break, and we'll finish up the show.
All right. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Phil Totten is your host, and we're back with more after this.
Time to get growing. Lots of work to do, but it sure is easier if you have the right stuff. You can get everything you need for your yard and garden at Bluestem. Hand tools like rakes and shovels, spreaders, seeders, and hoes, or get the power you need with a new tiller from Troy-Bilt. Don't forget the weed and bug killer, fertilizers, and grass seed. If you want to grow it or keep it from growing, Bluestem's got it at prices you'll like. That's Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us for What's In Outdoors every Friday morning, hosted by Phil Totten, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Back to Council Grove Lake Studio North. Snowfall on a Friday morning, but things will take a turn for the nice this weekend, Phil. So warmer weather is indeed on the way.
Well, I appreciate that. Of course, tomorrow's the St. Pat's Parade, and I know there'll be a bunch of leprechauns up there on Main Street, and it's good that we're getting back together and having parades and things like that. We mentioned Trey and that committee puts on a very good program, and I know What's In Outdoors appreciates what they can do for us. But we do have a NSCRA field trial in Salina Saturday and Sunday. That's something I'll be judging on Sunday. And like I said, tournament fishing and trials aren't for everybody, but the people you can meet and with field trialing, you can extend your hunting season. I know Dad and I, we'd always run our dogs before the season, and we didn't get enough of it. We'd run them after the season, so I got involved with field trialing just to get the dogs in shape for the season. And NSTRA is an excellent venue to get your hunting dog into. You don't really need a lot of, you don't need a horse. You don't need to get a fancy trailer or anything. Just show up with your dog. And the format is you'll go after probably five birds in your brace. The first brace is six birds. And then you're braced up against another dog that entered. And at the end of the day, the dog that finds the most birds, pulls them and handles them with style, retrieves with style, and has pretty good obedience. And then we talk about ground cover. A lot of people think field trialing, you need to have a big running dog. And sometimes they say, I don't want my dog to run that big. But I've seen short-ranging dogs beat the big running dogs a lot of times. So you need to come out to one of these field trials when you can. Ron, I just got a message from Brent Conan. He is the public land manager from here at Council Grove. And they will be having their 19th youth turkey hunt. So I'll get that up on the What's In Outdoors webpage. It's going to be April 1 and April 2, the evening of April 1. The kids and their parents will come out and learn a little bit about patterning the shotgun, calling. They'll meet their guide. And And then they'll also go out and scout the area they'll be hunting on April 2. So that's always a good event. We'll have that up on the webpage. If you do have any questions about that, get that youngster out hunting, you give Brent a call here at 620-767-5900 or contact me and I'll get you hooked up. It is limited, so you want to get there pretty quick with Brent. I did hear that there's going to be a big fundraiser for the Northern Heights High School shooting sports team. Besides buying shirts, Roger Wells is getting involved with them. And really, high school shooting sports is one of the biggest, fastest-growing activity in schools. Of course, the school districts don't fund it, so the kids, the parents, they'll go out and get funding. And so Stacy Horton writes that you can contact her at 620-344-0825 to get your shirts and support this team. April 2nd will be at PROC, at the campus of Emporia State University, doing a aquatic education certification class. And we're always in need of volunteers. These people do some fantastic job, and What's in Outdoors is so excited about working with PROC to get the word out about being outside and appreciating nature, and especially conservation. That's top on my list. But, things are getting busy, Ron, and I'm really anxious for spring to get here, I guarantee you.
Well, I just want to quickly say we did have earlier on the program, morning show this week, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks disease biologist Shane Hesting. And he was in talking about the avian influenza, which has been, Phil, spotted in the state of Kansas. And they're warning, goose hunters to take extra precautions when hunting this spring because they're trying to obviously stunt the spread of any possible avian influenza. So make sure you're washing off your boots and using gloves out there as you harvest geese out there so we can maybe nip that before it spreads too far, Phil.
I saw that there was a report in Franklin County. Somebody there was keeping chickens in their backyard, and that those chickens got infected. Yeah. It made me think of my daughter because she has quite a little flock of chickens back there, and I'll tell you, I enjoy those fresh eggs. Oh, I got to mention our Cast and Blast event down here at Council Grove. It's going to be April 30th. And with that, the kids will come to Marina Cove, and I'll be giving away a lifetime fishing or hunting license, and we'll teach them all about fishing. They'll go through a series of about five stations and get a signature at each station, and they'll be eligible for a drawing. And at that drawing, we'll be giving away a lifetime license and another guided trip with Joe Bragg. So that's going to be a cool day. And then from there, they'll go over to the Headwaters shooting sports range. It's, I can see it right up from the well, I can see it now. The window's cleared up a little bit out of the studio north, and I'm happy to announce that Sean Honor is just doing a great job with the Council Grove shooting sports team here, and they'll be teaming with Roger Wells to get some kids down here to use this range until Northern Heights can find an area for their own. So we do got a lot of things going on in the outdoors, Ron, and above all, people, just be safe out there on those roads. And spring. Oh, I didn't see the moon last night. I was wanting to see that moon.
I did not, Phil.
This time of year, there's a certain area going east on 56 that you can see the moon rising in the east, and in your river mirror, you can see the sun setting in the west. And the moon we have now, Ron, is called the worm moon. Do you have any idea why it's called that?
Well, I think it's worm season, isn't it?
It's what?
It's worm season, Phil.
There you go. Yes, I tell you, I love the Indians. I love our Native American folklore and everything. And about this time of year, the earthworms will start coming up.
Yeah.
The birds will be taking care of them. So hopefully these clouds will clear, and we will have that good weather this weekend, Rod. So I can appreciate the worm moon.
All right, so it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, 66 on Saturday and 73 degrees on Sunday once we get through the much-needed precipitation. Though we do need that, so it's good to see some rainfall and even the snow here. Thanks a lot, Phil. Good job as always.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you. Take care.
Phil Totten, host of What's In Outdoors. Of course, for all the latest, you can log on to KVOE.com and click on the Community tab and find the What's In Outdoors webpage. Phil has all kinds of great information, schedule of events, and they are aplenty. And to get out and get outdoors. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. What's In Outdoors every Friday right here, KVOE. Good morning, it's 8:54.
The White House says President Biden's video call with Chinese President Xi Jinping.